Hi, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today with Charlie Stenholm with some comments he made at the American Farm Bureau annual meeting this week. Back on that in just a moment.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown. That's Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. Hi, this is Rob Botter, and we take pride in our A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see our fleet of Orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma, and we want you on our list. Whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows, there's an A&M feed that's right for you. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Oklahoma's most abundant resource is the wind. And now P&K Wind Energy can help you turn it into electricity for your home or business. And right now, we've got some great pricing specials on many of our turbines, from the 5 kW units and up. Add to that the potential for the 30% federal tax credit, and payback time for these units is unbelievably good. To learn more, contact P&K Wind Energy Specialist Monty Taylor at 580-542-9026. P&K Wind Energy. We harvest the wind. At the 2010 American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting, Charlie Stenholm, former Texas lawmaker, one of those speaking to the organization and their members in Seattle, and he gave them an update on what's going on within the horse industry, some of the grassroots efforts to try to reestablish some horse processing facilities in this country, at least allow them to be legal once again. According to Congressman Stenholm, this is a real battle right now, and there is a current battleground. It's the GAO study that's now being conducted by that group that will be out in early March to talk about the current status of the horse industry in this country.
We've had a lot of work. This new organization called the United Organization of the Horse has put together a tremendous amount of support around the country. You're having many of the traditional horse organizations being challenged by their policy or lack of policy by many of their members. That's good. It's not bad. That's just saying that whatever the policy is going to be, you know, let it be a policy that you understand the possible ramifications of that policy. And we now know we have a terrific problem of unwanted horses. So the GAO study that is starting this week that will report to the Congress March the 10th on the status of the horse industry in the United States. And everyone that's got a dog in that hunt should contact the GAO to tell not just your story about what you saw or you heard or what have you, but what's really happening to the horse industry. I represent the Livestock Market Association. Our members have a difficult time selling horses now. There is no buyer there for a horse that someone else doesn't want for a purpose of taking it back home. So what do you do when you can't sell a horse? You're faced, instead of receiving $300 or $400 in value for that horse, you're faced with paying $200 to $2,000 to euthanize and to get rid of your horse. Humane Society PETA says that's your responsibility. It is. But why don't they also say, if you as a horse owner do not object to my horse going to a processing plant, being produced, being processed, and sold for value to a part of the world that does not believe it is immoral to eat horse meat, why would you superimpose your will on them, and is that constitutional?
Former Texas lawmaker Charlie Stenholm, that organization that you mentioned earlier, the United Organization of the Horse, got a website, UnitedHorsemen'sFront.org. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, here's an idea that can improve your pastures. Check out Wrangler Seeded Bermuda Grass. It's a tremendous high-quality forage well-suited for the tough growing conditions we find here in Oklahoma. Wrangler Seedbed Bermuda Grass has been developed by Johnston Seed Company using breeding lines from Oklahoma State University. Wrangler is the only seeded Bermuda Grass that NRCS will cost share. Call Johnston at 1-800-375-4613, and they'll tell you more about Wrangler Seeded Bermuda Grass. Make it your choice for high-quality forage.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.